From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Jokowi presses for expediting evacuation of victims in NTT and TB. Indonesia starts building Marine Combat Force Command Headquarters in Natuna. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo urged to speed up the evacuation of victims affected by the disaster owing to the Seroja tropical cyclone in the provinces of East Nusa Tenggara or NTT and West Nusa Tenggara or NTB. President Jokowi made the statement at a limited meeting via video conferencing on the topic of the disaster management in the provinces of West Nusa Tenggara and East Nusa Tenggara. President Joko Widodo stated at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, he urges the head of BNPB or National Disaster Mitigation Agency, head of the National Search and Rescue Agency or Basarnas, assisted by the military commander and the chief of police Belize additional SAR or search and rescue team personnel, so that they can reach more affected and isolated areas. The head of state noted that he also appeals to the Public Works and Housing or PUPR minister to direct heavy equipment from various places, and if the land route is still difficult to penetrate. The president also calls to accelerate the opening of access both by sea and air. Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, chief of the Indonesian Defense Forces or TNI, laid the cornerstone for the construction of the command headquarters of the Marine Combat Force of the 1st Fleet Command in Natuna, Riau Islands, on Tuesday. The command headquarters, which will be part of the Combat Operation Executive Command in Western Indonesia, will also function as an integrated Marine Security Command post. The presence of the headquarters is expected to strengthen the integrated TNI unit in Natuna, in the northern area of the Karimata, Cambodia. At the ceremony, Cahyanto lauded the Indonesian Navy for its involvement in building defense infrastructure in Natuna, one of Indonesia's outermost and frontier regions. Indonesia's chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile industries are prepared to implement the Industry 4.0 that will boost efficiency and competitiveness, according to the Industry Ministry. The Ministry's Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical, and Textile Industry, Muhammad Khayyam, stated at the pre-conference of Hannover Messe 2021 in Jakarta on Tuesday, the fourth industrial revolution that integrates resources in technology, machinery, and humankind has brought about significant changes in the sector. The ministry has outlined various programs to implement the roadmap of making Indonesia 4.0 in the sector. including the assessment of Indonesia Industry 4.0 Readiness Index, or INDI 4.0, implementation and adoption of the Industry 4.0 technology in the textile and garment sector, improvement in the flow of materials in the petrochemical industry, and the establishment of textile and textile industry pilot project in Industry 4.0. Now we move to the international news. Denmark introduces on Tuesday the so-called coronavirus passport that will contain information about a negative COVID-19 test result, recovery from COVID-19 or vaccination against it, and enable residents to visit public places where the number of visitors is still limited due to the pandemic. That was stated in the official portal for the Danish healthcare services. According to the developers, the document, which is available both on paper and in electronic format, is supposed to contribute to a gradual return to a normal life, allowing more people to visit public places, such as hairdressers, beauty salons, and massage parlors. Denmark is seeing a relative stabilization of the epidemic situation amid tough lockdown measures, with the daily complement of coronavirus cases slightly decreasing. Saudi authorities said only people immunized against COVID-19 will be allowed to perform the year-round Umrah pilgrimage from the start of Ramadan, the holy fasting month for Muslims. The Hajj and Umrah Ministry said in a statement that three categories of people will be considered immunized are those who have received two doses of the vaccine, those administered a single dose at least 14 days prior, and people who have recovered from the infection. Only those people will be eligible for permits to perform Umrah, as well as to attend prayers in the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. The ministry further said the policy starts with Ramadan, which is due to begin later this month, but it was unclear how long it would last. It was also not clear whether the policy, which comes amid an uptick in coronavirus infections in the kingdom, would be extended to the annual Hajj pilgrimage later this year. New Zealanders and Australians rushed to book flights Tuesday as the beleaguered tourism industry welcomed the lifeline of a travel bubble between the largely coronavirus-free neighbors. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the two-way quarantine-free travel corridor would open from 11:59 p.m. on April 18. Air New Zealand and Qantas announced they were ramping up flights as thousands of tickets were sold immediately after Ardern's announcement. A spokesman for Australian flag carrier Qantas said tickets to New Zealand were selling like hotcakes, with a strong load to Queenstown, which is billed as the country's adventure capital. The travel bubble comes more than a year after New Zealand closed its doors in response to the pandemic, and 6 months after Australia allowed Kiwis to fly into selected states without the need to quarantine. We end the news with the European Union, which is ready to engage with Ankara on economic cooperation, migration, and people-to-people contacts. European Council President Charles Michel said on Tuesday, Michel and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrived in Turkey to hold talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Michel said during a press conference that in recent months, the Council has witnessed a de-escalation. The Council told President Erdogan that the European Union is ready to put a concrete and positive agenda on the table based on three pillars, namely economic, cooperation, migration, and people-to-people contacts and mobility. European Union's engagement will be progressive, proportional, and reversible, and they hope Turkey will seize this window of opportunity. The president of the European Council also said the Union appreciates Turkey hosting 4 million Syrian refugees. Well, listener, that was the news.
Oh, The chaos in Myanmar must end immediately. The military should stop violence against protesters, which has killed at least 500 people. The sanction imposed by the United States and members of the European Union against Myanmar's military rulers did not appear to have an impact. The international pressures in the form of sanction has in fact generated negative response from another major country, Russia. Through a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Russia said the sanctions were punitive and very dangerous because they could plunge Myanmar into civil war. Moscow's statement could further reinforce the impression that Russia is providing support to Myanmar's military rulers. The suspicions that Russia is supporting the military junta began to emerge when Russia's Deputy Minister of Defense, Alexander Fomin, attended the annual military parade held by Myanmar's military rulers last month. The fear that the prolonged crisis in Myanmar could lead to a civil war is actually quite reasonable. The death toll from certain ethnic groups in the country, such as the Karen people, for example, can encourage the strengthening of resistance by the ethnic civilian militias. It is known that the Karen ethnic group has previously carried out an armed movement demanding separation from Myanmar. If that happens, or even followed by other groups, then it means that civil war cannot be avoided. It is feared that at that time, it is very possible that large powers of the world will support the disputing parties. What happened in Syria could have spread to Myanmar. In this regard, the role of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, is highly expected. A high-level meeting of Asian leaders that was initiated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo should have been realized immediately. Optimism that the Asian leaders' meeting would soon to be held was threatened, following the statement of the current Asian chair, Brunei Darussalam. After meeting Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, the Sultan of Brunei Hassan al-Bolkiah stated that an Asian summit was urgently needed to be held in Jakarta. The meeting of Asian leaders is very much awaited to help Myanmar, the youngest member Asian, out of an increasingly dangerous crisis.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 7, 1948, when the World Health Organization was founded. The World Health Organization, or WHO, is an agency under the United Nations that is responsible for international public health issues. The organization was founded on April 7, 1948. This birthday is celebrated as World Health Day. Every country can become a member of WHO without exception. Currently, WHO has 194 member countries. The organization has 6 regional offices and 149 country offices. As an institution with various countries as members, WHO establishes 6 official languages, namely Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. Moving on to an event on April 7, 1954, the birth of Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan is one of the well-known figures in the Kung Fu martial arts from China, and the world big screen actor who is famous for his acrobatic fighting action, an expert in using various tools that are found around him as a weapon, and a fighting actor who has many innovations. Born on April 7, 1954, Jackie Chan has started acting since the 1970s and has appeared in no less than 100 films and has received awards on the Hong Kong Avenue of Stars and on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We end today in history with an event on April 7, 1969. The publication of RFC1 marks the symbolic birth of the Internet. Request for Comments or RFC was published on April 7, 1969, marked by RFC 1 regarding host software as the forerunner of the Internet. The RFC memorandum contains research, proposals, and methodologies applicable to Internet technology. This is the result of a gathering of graduates and staff from the University of California, Los Angeles, Stanford Research Institute, University of California, Santa Barbara, and the University of Utah in August 1968. What's interesting about RFCs is that each document has a unique serial number. Individual papers cannot be written multiple times. Instead, updates or corrections are submitted in a separate RFC. The result is a historical record of the evolution of Internet standards. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sensi macam orang sakit. Yo, Jack Pop is in the house, yo, man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Some companies of chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile sectors in Indonesia had implemented the 4.0 industry that allows efficiency and competitiveness increase. That was stated by Director General for Chemical, Pharmaceutical, and Textile Industries of the Industry Ministry, Muhammad Khayyam, in the pre-conference seminar of Indonesia Partner Country Hannover Messe 2021 on Monday. Muhammad Khayyam, in a release from the Industry Ministry on Tuesday, said that chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile sectors become national priority for 4.0 industry development since they have great performance until now. In 2020, those sectors' exports were $33.99 billion. The investment realization in the same period was 61.97 trillion rupiahs. The investment was dominated by chemical and chemical material industries. Those sectors also absorbed 6.24 million workers. The Indonesian Industry Ministry, until 2021, had implemented some programs to apply the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap into the chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile sectors. The roadmap includes assessment of Indonesia Industry 4.0 Readiness Index, or INDI 4.0, the implementation of 4.0 industry implementation and technology adaptation for textile and fashion sectors, as well as the establishment of 4.0 textile and textile product industries pilot project. The Industry Ministry had also held technical training and transformation manager training, as well as established Indonesia Smart Textile Industry Hub. Besides that, the ministry had also provided restructuring facilities for textile, leather, and footwear industries by upgrading machinery and equipment with some more modern ones. Muhammad Khayyam hoped the Hannover Messe, to open on April the 12th, can be a platform for promotion, communication, and information between industry and users, so that supply chain can be created. Also, the Hannover Messe Industrial Tech Exhibition will also open opportunities for national branding of Indonesia's position as one of the world's new economic power and global manufacturing players.
Secret of my eyes. Can you feel what I
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Kampung Kopi Banaran, or in English means Banaran Coffee Village, has entered a new era. The agro-tourism of Kampung Kopi Banaran is located at an altitude of 480 meters to 600 meters above sea level. The coffee center in Central Java has been transformed into a contemporary tourism area to attract visitors. With an area of 39 hectares, which is located in Bawen, Semarang Regency, Kampung Kopi Banaran has a distinctiveness that no other region has. One of the newest facilities in Banaran Coffee Village is the coffee camp, which has 14 tents. From behind the tent, you can enjoy views of Rawapening and the mountains that cannot be found in other areas. There is also a jogging track for those who dream of exercising on a coffee plantation. In the plantation area, there are signs about the history of coffee in Indonesia, so that visitors' knowledge will also increase. This coffee camp is appropriate for adventure or traveling lovers because they can immediately enjoy the natural atmosphere and see the mountains. In addition, there are also special travel packages to enjoy the natural atmosphere on three mountains, namely Telomoyo, Ungaran, and Merbabu. The main facilities of Kampung Kopi Banaran are a building for enjoying delicious coffee of Banaran Coffee, which is also built as children's play area, corporate gatherings, coffee walk, outbound games, swimming pool, gazebos, tennis court, fruit garden, meeting hall, flying fox, mox, meeting room, Gria Robusta, family gathering, and garden exploration by ATV. Banaran Coffee is quite well known among the people of Central Java because it has a distinctive and fragrant aroma that cannot be found in other types of coffee. In addition, its unique taste makes coffee lovers and connoisseurs always want to come back to enjoy this Banaran Coffee. Of course, It will be a special opportunity to enjoy Banaran Coffee in a beautiful agro-tourism location and has fresh air. This place is open every day from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. If you just want to enjoy the fresh air and sweetness of Banaran Coffee without camping or other activities, that's fine. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, the Banaran Coffee Village also carried out strict health protocols so that your natural tourism is safer and more enjoyable.
In a lifetime, I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Sudah Berobat, which means Have You Seen the Doctor? This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela, Kevin's workmate. They talk on the phone. Kevin has fever. Mela wants to know if Kevin has seen the doctor or not. Let's listen to the conversation.
Aku demam.
Kamu sudah berobat?
Belum.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Aku demam, which means I have fever. Sudah berobat, which means have you seen the doctor? Belum, belum, which means not yet. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, sudah berobat, which means, have you seen the doctor? In the question, there is the word sudah, sudah, which means have. To find out if someone has done something or not, you can ask by using the word sudah, sudah, which means have, in the beginning of the question. For example, sudah berobat, which means, have you seen the doctor? I give you another example to find out if someone has done something or not. Sudah ke dokter, which means have you gone to see the doctor? Belum, belum, which means not yet. In Indonesian language, the question sudah berobat, which means have you seen the doctor, aims to know if someone has done, I should say, has seen the doctor or not. Another expression is, sudah ke dokter, which means have you gone to see the doctor? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aku demam.
Kamu sudah berobat?
Belum.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tak yang terindah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I'm Rahma. I would like to present a song from North Maluku entitled Nyong Manis. The song Nyong Manis was composed by Bredis Poits. The lyrics tell about a girl who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a slight mustache. The woman prays to God if the man does not have a mate, she is matched with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if the man has already had a partner, her feeling of love will be kept in her heart. Well, listener, here is the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Voice of Indonesia.
sembilan bulan di Poromamasio. Sembilan bulan mama sengsara, sampai beta lahir di dunia ini. Air susu mama tumpah par beta. Oh siang malam mama sing dapat sono, papa kerja sampai lupa makan, karena mau kasih besar beta. Mama dan papa sengsara lawa.
Sing lupa mama deng papa.
Voice of Indonesia.
See your heart to do and I don't know.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.